Sam, like all babies, was absolutely universal. He was happy to be here, happy to be fed, happy to be held, and let it be known when he wasn't and needed something. I got busy with work and family and tennis, and Sam and his parents got busy getting to know one another. I went to visit Sam and his parents about 4 months later, and of course, Sam had grown considerably. Here is what I witnessed. After the oohs and ahs about Sam subsided, Sam was laid down on a blanket so his parents could attend to their guests and socialize freely. Sam was content on his blanket, while always keeping an eye on one of his parents. When they would begin to get wrapped up in a conversation, he would begin to scream and cry so that they would refocus their attention back on him. Without hesitation, his parents would excuse themselves and refocus on Sam until he settled back down. Sam put his parents through this dance 14 times. I counted. And with each episode, everyone kept trying to figure out what Sam needed. I just kept quiet. It's difficult doing what I do for a living and being out socially because everyone looks to me for answers. Sam knew what reactions to create in his parents. And in an effort to attend to him, actually keep him quiet, and have a nice evening with their friends, they were willing to dance the dance. Here's what else I observed. Sam's parents were embarrassed by Sam's inability to lay still and play quietly. They wanted so badly for their son to perform well in front of others and make a good showing. What other people thought of Sam mattered to them, and how he behaved was judged as success or failure. Sam was a four-month-old beautiful boy, and he was already being comparatively analyzed by what was supposed to be and what was actually happening. Just being Sam was already not good enough. He was expected to perform, and he did, but his way. The truth was that you could see that Sam was in reaction to his parents, and the more they tried to get him to behave a certain way.